Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
One of the ICE agent vehicles got broken into, and I found this paperwork. It has a list with FBI operation info. It's got full names of FBI agents, phone numbers, emails. There's maps on where they're staying, where they're holding immigrants.
The operational security at ICE is like non-existent.
All right, check out this breaking news. The operational security for ICE is so weak that even with masked agents who are abusing U.S. citizens, we still have an ICE list of over 4,500 names that give us more transparency into how this operation works, into how this institution works. I mean, here's the reality. ICE has been using tools built by Palantir to track United States citizens all of the time. Christine Ohm is urging Americans to carry proof of citizenship all of the time. We are being tracked in a disgusting and terrifying way after ICE is literally using a Palantir tool that feeds on Medicaid data. So if Palantir can help ICE and the government track us at all times, the federal government is always breathing down your neck. Why can't we know who the ICE agents are that are raiding our streets, that are terrorizing U.S. citizens, and that are causing all of this mayhem? I think it is incredibly fair, and I just want to back up before we dig into it all and start here. Barry Weiss and CBS News are kind of just working in congruence with the Trump administration to peddle propaganda for them, but also to now lie for them so brazenly that they get debunked. Dean Obadiah reports, wow. Appears Barry Weiss and CBS News were just lying about an ICE agent, Jonathan Ross, suffering internal injuries. A few days ago, CBS News comes out with a report. They're the only people to report it, that Jonathan Ross was in the hospital for internal bleeding or something, which could technically just be bruising, but even then, people were like, this can't be true. He was literally fine. Just walked away. Totally fine. Now we know that they lied. CBS journalists question the lie being peddled to help the Trump regime. CBS is the CBS network. I mean, the main source that CBS relied on were two unnamed anonymous officials in the administration, which is kind of scary because this administration has lied to us brazenly about Renee Nicole Good being a domestic terrorist and lied to us brazenly about what we saw in that video. So why wouldn't they be lying? Secondly, why would the officials have to be anonymous in any regard? Why would they have to be anonymous officials? This article reads, CBS News report on ICE officers' injuries drew huge internal concern. ICE just can't do anything right. Genuinely, they get nuked all the time. Anonymously sourced report that Jonathan Ross suffered internal bleeding after Renee Nicole Good faced skepticism inside CBS newsroom. CBS News employees expressed concern after the network cited two anonymous U.S. officials on Wednesday to report that the ICE officer who fatally shot Renee Nicole Good suffered internal bleeding in the torso. CBS initially published the account about Officer Jonathan Ross on X. About 30 minutes later, the network followed up with another post, a link to an article by two correspondents that similarly cited two U.S. officials. Other news organizations have refused to cover this in the same way because they just don't trust it. There was also internal skepticism at the network about the report. It was met with huge internal concern because people do not think that that is true. Quote, I'm no doctor, but internal bleeding is very broad term and can range in severity. It could literally be a tiny bruise. A bruise could be internal bleeding. And here's honestly the heart of the problem. If this administration weren't lying and covering things up in this manner, people wouldn't be so mad. The reason why people were mad back in 2020 after George Floyd's murder was obviously due to the video that we all saw, but then the lack of accountability after. If you remember, the lack of accountability for any of the numerous officers in the situation. I think there were like, remember, four or five officers surrounding George Floyd, and then Derek Chauvin was the one who really murdered him with the knee on the neck. There was no accountability whatsoever. That's when the protests sparked and continued to grow. We are seeing the same analog here. And really quickly, everybody has their big idea that they really want to make happen, but I am urging you in 2026 to execute on that idea. Execution is the key to make it work. And the most powerful move that you can make to own your future if you want to start a business or start some sort of revenue stream is to start it with Shopify. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person all in one place. Millions of entrepreneurs already use it, from massive household name brands to people launching their very first store from inside their household. You can build a beautiful store with customizable templates and use Shopify's built-in AI to write product headlines, clean up a product photo, just help you with the overall marketing task that usually takes an entire team for a small business. So in 2026, stop waiting, start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial by going to shopify.com/mockler. Again, click the link below and go to shopify.com/mockler and you'll get a deal. Thank you all. Back to the video. ICE is trying to cover things up while at the same time demanding American citizens always be perfect and always have proof of citizenship. By proof of citizenship, they don't just mean your ID. They want U.S. citizens to always have a passport or always have some sort of birth certificate or proof of citizenship. Listen to Cristino.
Follow up. Why are we seeing Americans being asked on the street to provide proof of citizenship in Minnesota? Is that targeted enforcement? And are you advising Americans to carry proof of citizenship?
In every situation, we're doing targeted enforcement. If we are on a target and doing an operation, there may be individuals surrounding that criminal that we may be asking who they are and why they're there and having them validate their identity. That's what we've always done, in asking people who they are so that we know who's in those surroundings. And if they are breaking our federal laws, we will detain them as well until we run that processing.
Travis Akers responds, absolutely not. The U.S. Constitution does not require American citizens to carry or present proof of citizenship on demand, full stop. The Fourth Amendment forbids unreasonable searches and seizures. Government agents cannot stop you, detain you, or demand your papers without individualized suspicion of crime. Fishing expeditions are inherently unconstitutional. The Fifth Amendment guarantees due process. You do not lose your rights because a federal agency issues a vague advisory. The 14th Amendment affirms citizenship and equal protection under the law. Americans are not subjects who must prove loyalty on command. The country rejected Show Me Your Papers back in 1776. Well said. Conservatives claim to like the founders' interpretation or the framers until it comes to actually executing that. Kristi Noem urges Americans to carry proof of citizenship as ICE raids intensify. And this brings us back to the main leak. ICE's list founder, who does not live in the United States, said the leak includes 2,000 frontline immigration enforcement officers and about 2,500 employees in support roles. Separately, I want to show you this clip of some leaked ICE agent papers due to their awful, awful operational security. The operational security of ICE is so bad that this happened live on Status Quo. Yeah.
In the original shooting that happened here tonight, the ICE agent vehicles that were parked on the street in the shooting, they had to leave their cars behind because they got surrounded by protesters. One of the ICE agent vehicles got broken into, and I found this paperwork. It has a list with FBI operation info. It's got full names of FBI agents, phone numbers, emails. There's maps on where they're staying, where they're holding immigrants. There's hotel names in there. There's judge names. This paperwork has people's full names and their emails. Operation posture. Operational posture. This is how they're supposed to stand and how they're supposed to handle protesters. This is the transport of immigration targets. This is a map showing you where they're taking immigration targets and instructions on how to get into the building and what they're supposed to do on booking.
These ICE agents are absolute dumbasses. Trained professionals, people who are trained for more than 47 days, would be able to know that operational security requires you protect all sorts of data like this. But no, these undertrained people who were not screened properly, were not screened ideologically, are just leaving shit behind.
I have a piece of paper for the guy whose vehicle it was. It's got his hotel booking information. They're taking guys from Wisconsin and bringing them in to help fight us. There's people staying at Wisconsin. It's their loading zone. They're meeting up there, and then they're moving into Minneapolis.
These people are literal idiots, actual idiots. The ICE list continues to hurt them and ruin them, and it should.
I mean, I don't understand why we have to live in this incongruent world where ICE gets to track us, gets to track U.S. citizens at all times, but we don't get to know who they are. The government should be transparent. There should be transparency within the government as to who is on our streets. Quote, Palantir is working on a tool for Immigration and Customs Enforcement that populates a map with potential deportation targets, brings up a dossier on each person, and provides a confidence score on the person's address, but also, at the same time, is tracking United States citizens. This is so incredibly, incredibly unconstitutional and a massive overreach. The tool, dubbed Enhanced Leads Identification and Targeting for Enforcement, or ELITE, receives people's addresses from the Department of Health and Human Services. Listen, if you ever feel bad that ICE agents are being doxxed, remember, they have our address. Why can't we have theirs? I love you all, and peace out.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.